Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Mombian, a GLAAD Media award-winning blog for lesbian moms and other queer parents, offering a mix of parenting, politics, diversions, and resources for all our varied roles. Check it out at mombian.com.
Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk.
Oh my God, we're so glad you guys are here with us today.
We are. We really are. We are, I'm Jamie.
Oh, and I'm Robin. I forgot that I should tell people who I am.
Yeah.
And this is our podcast where we talk about making babies and making non-traditional families and this new concept of how it all shakes out these days.
Mm-hmm.
Babies and families.
That's a really great way to put it, Robin.
Yeah. It's not your nuclear family anymore. It's not just your mom and dad thing.
No. No. We are a quilt work of different.
Just stop yourself right there. Whatever that was.
I'm trying.
It was so folksy. I kind of loved it.
Well, you know, I did grow up in San Francisco, so.
Is San Francisco known for being folksy?
Well, it was in the 60s and the 70s. I wasn't there. You know, I was born in this. Anyway. Anywho.
Guys, just for a note for our listeners, Jamie is 9 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she wanders off. And you know, we always bring her back, so don't worry about that.
It's getting worse and worse. I apologize to all of you out there if I go off on a folksy tangent.
Forget you're there. All right, well, let's talk about today's story.
I'm really excited for our guests today.
Jana and Linda.
Mm-hmm. They're coming in to talk to us.
I'm calling them the new modern family because there's five parents.
Amazing.
For two kids.
Amazing. And a grandparent.
Yeah. I bet you're going to want to hear how that all works out.
Yeah, but let's not say too much because we don't want to steal their thunder.
I'm not going to. By the way, I probably couldn't say more than that because I don't know.
We don't know the story yet.
Because, guys, we're not prepared.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. We're very prepared. But
we know a lot about them. We just want to save it for you.
That's right. Let's bring them in here.
Let's get them in.
All right, Jana, Linda, get over here.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God, welcome you guys. Uh-huh. It's so nice to have you here.
We're happy to be here.
Thanks
for coming in.
Yay.
We like to start always with this thing called the elevator pitch. And we want you to, each of you, we'll start. I feel like should we start over here with Linda?
I think so.
Why not? With Linda. Each of you describe your relationship in a nutshell.
Well, I think that the way I think of our relationship is like home. And I sometimes think about how we are often mistaken for each other. Oh. So people think that some people think we're twins.
Twinsies.
Some people don't know that there are actually two of us.
That's hilarious.
And so
that's hilarious. Two of us. I mean, this happens with me and my wife too. Well, we don't get mistaken for each other. We get mistaken for sisters or mother and daughter. But anyway,
I don't have that mother-daughter thing going on.
Neither do I.
But a psychic once told me, when you find the love of your life, she will look like you.
Oh.
Really?
And so I think that was right. And I didn't think it through, but I do think that that is what happened. I don't think she was predictive. It's just a thing. You know,
wow.
I think you just feel like, oh, I know you. I feel really close to you. You feel like family. That's how it feels.
I'm not Mary to describe me like that.
That
rather
was
than
really
the bossy
sweet.
One. No, that was so nice.
So nice.
That was sweet.
By the way, no pressure, Jana.
No pressure.
I mean, but,
well,
you know.
After I got my facelift to look like Linda.
Like face off like John Travolta.
Yes. You know, to me, this is the perfect relationship. I found someone who I think is beautiful, who's warm, who's smart, who is an excellent parent and a really great role model, and I like the work that she does, and she keeps me really focused. She actually made me grow up. So she's my perfect balance. And, you know, we joke that we both need
crying
to be a
little...
Girl, wipe your tears out. We both joke that we need to kind of take something from each other because we're really so different in how we approach things and approach life, things in life. So she's my perfect balance. And I love her.
Oh my God, Jamie. You guys, I think you guys have the sweetest elevator pitch we've gotten.
I feel like we should just like end it right there. Thanks for coming in, guys. It was perfect.
Yeah, wow. Well, sheesh. I can't wait to hear the rest of the story. This is going to be, you know what's going to happen. We're going to be the ones that end up crying, Robin.
I know.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you guys are going to like chop this up and sell it to like Lifetime, and we'll still be like nobody's. It's totally fine. It's totally fine, guys. Go with that.
So your family, you have how many children?
We have two children.
Two children.
Callie and Nick. Mm-hmm. So we, I had the children from this body. I'm still trying to bounce back.
Okay. Ain't we all?
20 years.
How old? Oh, yes. How old are your kids now?
They're in college. So, no, I've bounced back.
look good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nick is 18 and Callie's 21.
Wow.
We have a crazy family dynamic, but family is with a huge F. And so we have a lot of different parents.
Sure.
Aunts. We have a collection of people who we consider role models and even guardians of the children. And then we have people in our life who we also are the guardians, kind of surrogate parents and role models for their children as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Big family. Family with a big F. I like that.
So, all right, so you had the babies, but now you were not with Jana at the time. No. Can you walk us through that whole business?
So I was with my, we call her RX. So RX,
well, because
Vicky,
she's still very much in all of your lives.
Because she's still involved with us, the whole
and
family.
And the kids.
And the kids. Mm-hmm. And so we were together. And
we like her.
Yeah. That's good.
Put that little plug out there. We like her a lot.
Yeah, she's a good person. And so...
were you married? There wasn't marriage at that time.
No, we weren't married.
This was back in...
1996.
I'm like, not many people were doing it then, having the babies.
No, we were not the first.
Pioneers.
But we were early.
Yeah.
You were not the first in your circle of friends.
Right. I think there were people at the same... You know, some of us had children at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So we decided we wanted to have children. And I was really kind of pushing her because she didn't want to have... biological children, but I was 36 at the time, and so I was like, chop chop, let's go.
I've got to go.
My ovaries are wilting.
I gotta go now. Uh-huh. And so what we had to do was figure out how we were going to do it, because it wasn't, you know, you had to really kind of search around for the information.
So yeah, it wasn't you're just on the internet. Like,
right.
You know.
Right now, it's pretty readily available. I mean, you still have to do work, but.
Yeah. I mean, I could search. The internet did exist then.
Right.
But it wasn't that long ago.
AOL.
We did have microwaves.
Yes. Okay. Maybe it was AOL.
It was probably.
96.
You've got mail.
96. Yeah, a little bit of AOL back then.
So, you know, our fallback was the sperm bank. But then I kept saying I had a very close relationship with my father, and I wanted to allow the children to have a man of the father in their lives. And so I went about, and I wanted a black man. So that was really important to me. And I just felt that was a thing. So I started asking people, friends. I started with friends, kind of even acquaintances after a while.
Hello, my mailman.
Yeah,
you're a handsome black man.
Just short of that, my personal trainer.
I love it. I love it.
You have a very nice ass.
He said no.
So you got turned down a couple of times.
I got turned. It's like asking people to the prom over and over.
Wow.
And probably the most irritating one, and I'm not so bitter anymore, was my ex-boyfriend from college. I was like, well, you were trying to hit that when we were in college. You didn't care about... you weren't thinking about that. Not that I wanted to hit it then, but I just wanted
you
the
have to hit
juice.
It. Yeah.
You hit it. Bring it to me.
Yeah, bring it to me. So he said, oh, I don't want children out in the world. I was like, well, there, I'm sure you have children out in the world at our age. We had a little bit of a tiff.
It's amazing.
So I did ask a lot of people and finally got fixed up with a really great guy. And so by then, it was turning into fix-up.
Yeah.
And then
friend of friend.
Friend of friend. And then in between, we tried the sperm bank. Mm-hmm. We tried a couple of times, but I never got pregnant. And my doctor said that I had one ovary that wasn't working very well. Mm-hmm. So she said, you know, at your age and with the bad ovary, you're going to do better with fresh. So that's
juice.
And then we did have
did you take it to juice?
I said juice.
She
too.
She said juice earlier.
Both of you. Ew.
Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry.
No. Shannon and I are both like.
I mean, I'm
sorry. Not sorry.
I mean, she uses words for a living. So
it's true. She does.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
But we did have this one guy who was our Vicky's friend, who's Peruvian. And so he kept saying, no, I will have the child with you. And I'm like, no, you are not black.
Right.
He had some old crumpled up picture of his grandmother. And he said, look,
like, she's black.
She's black. I was like, I cannot see her. She doesn't look black. You don't look black. No.
Also, I think you tore this out of a magazine.
Yeah. So the sperm bank didn't work out. All the guys said no. We had the one guy. And then, unfortunately, his sperm was not viable. Let's just put it that way. Mm. And so by then, my doctor was like, you know what? You need to really think this through.
This is how long of the process for you, dude?
I guess we started this when I was about 34, 35. So I was 36 by the time. It was I was really nervous.
Right.
And when you're trying, that time feels like an eternity.
Forever.
Because you want that baby. Once you say, I want that baby, you want that baby.
Exactly. So it was a while.
Tell it to Jamie.
Yes.
I went through 2.5 years of infertility. Wow. Oh. So, yeah. But it's all good.
Yeah,
now.
It's all good.
So.
Yes, but it does. It feels like a really, really long time. So finally, I started thinking, you know what? What happened to that Peruvian guy? You know, this is ridiculous. I need to manage my expectations about how hot I am as a lesbian.
Ding dong.
Yeah. And he's looking a little black right about now. Right?
Let me see that grandmother again.
In a certain light.
Yeah.
Dim things. Yeah. See some cocoa.
So my doctor said, you know what? The main thing you have to do before you spend any time with this guy is get the sperm tested. His sperm was like, bam.
Oh, they were swimming.
Perfect. Yep. Swimming straight up, perfectly formed. Yeah. And so he is still bragging about that.
Oh my God. He had good swimmers.
Right.
Is he straight? Gay?
He's gay.
He's gay. Great.
So my mother she really wanted grandchildren. So she said, I really want to meet this man. I was like, uh-oh. And so I
did you dim the lights for your mother?
The lights were a bit dim.
Give us some sunshades.
Huh? Right. And we were at a party and she said, where is the father of my potential, you know, my potential grandchildren? I said, oh, there he is over there. And she goes, the guy with the eyeliner?
Oh.
I said, yes, you want grandchildren? You can't be so choosy about
My trainer said no, Mom.
And all my ex-boyfriends said no.
So that was that. And we inseminated at home. He was very generous with his time. He was really good.
We're going to need to pause in on this for just a second.
We need to know how that goes down.
So, I mean, literally, like, because everybody that we've spoken to so far has done it at a clinic or a lab.
Including us.
Yeah. Ah. So, like,
can you use fresh sperm at the clinic?
No, we didn't.
No.
They used.
Oh, yes.
They freeze it.
And then
yeah. So I wasn't going through that because it would take too long.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? This is a science project. I went on the internet on my little AOL account and found out exactly how to do it. So it was like, create the sample.
Oh my gosh. So
he went and did that, put it in a glass jar, not plastic, because then it doesn't stick to the sides.
Ew.
Okay, sorry.
Said it.
Then
sorry.
Let it sit covered, so dust,
just
yuck.
Like letting bread rise.
Exactly. Let it rise. Let it, you know.
I didn't know it could sit outside.
Well, just sit.
2 days it lives outside the body.
Yeah.
Stop.
But this only a half an hour covered. Then I used a syringe. Suck it in. Put it up there. Throw your legs up. Have an orgasm. Mm.
Oh. They still say that to this day. Mm. Yes, yeah. That's still.
Do you know?
Because it's something about a hormone that's released and something.
So
that was super scientific.
I did that this time.
Mm-hmm.
This time.
Shame I can't look at I you know. Right now.
I can't believe I'm saying this right now.
You said it.
I made that happen. I made that happen. And this is the time. This is 2.5 years in.
That's so
and
great.
And it worked.
Because it does create a suction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And bee pollen. I took bee pollen to make the what is it? Now I'm forgetting. It's been so long. To make the, to have the sperm stick in longer. Wow. It helps them live longer.
Interesting. Yeah. So since you guys did this at home, did you make this like a romantic, did you have like a party about it? Or
No. At the beginning, it was kind of romantic. Then, after a few times, it was like,
So it wasn't just the first time.
No. So it was like the third time, but each time, you know, it's not more than each time in my cycle, I would do it more than once.
Right.
Oh.
But skip a day.
Uh-huh.
So that was, by the end, it was like, okay, let's just go. Right. Come on, let's go.
And did he stick around? Like, did he make the deposit and stick around?
Yeah,
he did. And waited for you to put your legs up and then come back out of the room?
Yeah, and we hung out and had dinner.
With your legs up in the air.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that, an hour. And then I said, we had Callie, love her, wonderful child. And then it was like, well, I really want to have another one. He was like, no. I'm done. I don't want any more children. Too much responsibility. I was like, dude, you don't have any responsibility. You're just like the lucky dad that comes around and here's your baby dressed in black and you bring her to an art exhibit and say, this is my baby. So
with the eyeliner.
Yeah.
I have a friend who says she's only going to dress her baby in black, all black.
Babies look so cute.
They
in
do
black.
Look so
they
cute.
They look
in
like
black.
City babies.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then the child has an opinion. But anyway.
Yeah, not the baby.
Until then.
Yeah, until then.
Black it is.
So I convinced him that we should have another child. So then I guess this was
And you're still with your ex.
I'm still with the ex.
Okay.
So this was 2 years later.
And you guys are, you're involved. Obviously, your ex is involved. You're both mom and mom.
Yes.
Or whatever you call each other. And
Mama Lynn and Mama Vic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mama Lynn and Mama Vic.
Yeah.
Did you guys come up with that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I love it. And he's involved too.
He's involved too. So, and he had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
He lives most of the time outside of the country in Peru.
Oh.
But now, at that point, he was living in Washington, D.C. So he was coming back and
in
forth.
And out.
He was in and out. He was good though. Perfect. That's what we wanted. It was really good. So I got pregnant again real quick. I think maybe the second time, but I had a miscarriage.
Oh. Mm.
So then I had to take him aside and say, listen, this happened. It's really sad, but come on.
But I need you to stay in the game, my friend.
But I need you to stay in the game.
I rally.
I rallied him back.
Yeah.
And wow. So then I think I may have gotten pregnant like the first time for Nick.
Wow. And at this point you were close to 40?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I had Nick, I was 40.
Okay.
And did you guys, did you do legal documents? Was this a handshake deal?
A handshake deal. And everyone said, don't do that.
I get so bunged up about that.
He wanted a handshake deal. And so he said, I'm not signing away all the rights. And I'm like, do you want your name?
That didn't scare you?
Yeah. A little, but he wasn't really living in the country sometimes, and mm-hmm. he was kind of in and out, and I thought, well, I could win in court if it comes down to that. And so I just made the calculation.
Especially if he wears the eyeliner.
But I'm glad none of that happened. Because, yeah, and he just ended up being, you know, I think somebody was like, what is your relationship with him like? And I think he's kind of like our brother. Mm-hmm. That's what he feels like. Mm-hmm. That's what my relationship, you know, and yours too, feels like with him, like brotherly, like a family member too. He's,
So you took a leap of faith and it worked.
Yeah.
We were saying it kind of makes you, like, what's the word? Like, humanity. It makes you feel, you know, because everybody's so litigious now.
The confidence in humanity is coming back.
Jamie, I just used the word litigious.
I don't know where you came up with it. I'm proud of you.
That's a very good word.
Thanks, guys.
Proud.
Thanks.
Okay, so, you got pregnant with Nick.
And then how close there's a breakup?
So, well, this one horrible thing happened. So my father was gut ill. Oh. And so I was really pregnant with Nick. I was working at the New York Times. And I was going back and forth to take care of my father, who was living in Denver. Mm. And he died right before Nick was born. Oh. So I didn't get to go to his memorial service. I was
couldn't fly.
Well, I had just had Nick, actually. Oh. Then I was in labor writing his obituary.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I had promised. Because I knew, you know, he was very, very ill. But I did get to see him, you know, before he died. And I just got on that plane and saw him. But it was really, really sad. Mm. So I wasn't in a good way. I decided not to return to my job because I just was not, I wasn't in good shape. Mm-hmm. And then we had our breakup. Oh. So in, I
really
guess,
really
good
that
year
for you. Other than Nick.
Thank God
like
for
1998,
Nick.
1998, good year for you.
1999.
Yeah. 1999.
And so it was really, 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 really terrible. Mm. And Nick was the bright light of that time.
Mm. Now, were you panicked you're going to, I mean, because we're kind of moving into this direction of like this new family dynamic, but like were you panicked you're going to be kind of a single mom, but I mean, how'd you work that out?
I was panicked.
And then where did Jana come in? And
I was panicked. My mother was still living in Denver, mm-hmm. and so she moved here.
Oh, that's nice. Well, yes.
That's great.
Because she lost your father.
Well, they weren't together. But she was helping with his care. Mm-hmm. And so she had really no reason to stay anymore. Yeah. I know.
God, your family's so nice.
Good people in your family.
Thank you.
Saints.
I'm going to find my way to therapy after this.
Jeez. So your mom moved.
So my mom moved. My sister doesn't live far away. And then our best friends... Jackie was living downstairs in the ground floor apartment. So she was very close and very helpful. She took good care of Callie. She was really kind and helpful. And so I was panicked, but I wasn't, you know, in a complete meltdown freak out. Mm-hmm. I was sad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of loss in a year.
Yeah.
And in the breakup, it's not like you became a single. She was still involved.
She was still involved. And we don't live far from each other.
Right.
We never have.
That's
And my thing was, I don't want the children to be harmed by mm-hmm. this breakup. It's terrible. And to be harmed by me not being 100%. Mm-hmm. And so it was really important that she be in the picture she's the one who knows how to take care of the two children.
Right.
And so she stayed close and it was really good.
Really. Was it like joint custody or? We're all up in your business right now.
It's more like 2/3, 3/4. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have as much time, but she has quality time. The good thing about her is she's super organized, and so she spends that time well.
Right.
And so she has trips and fun things to do and dinners and parties. Mm-hmm. And so the kids have had a really full social life mm-hmm. on, you know, when they're with her. And now we're kind of like pulled into the social life too, because we're friends with them.
That's great.
And so, it's good. I'm not complaining. I was terrible at the time, but we made it work.
You made it work. Yeah. And how old were they when the split happened?
Nick was 8 months and Callie was 3.
Okay.
So they were little babies. Mm-hmm.
And how soon till our friend Jana comes in the picture over here? Hi, Jana.
Hi.
She's here.
The answer isn't, She was already in the picture.
No.
No, not at all, actually.
No, but not too long. It wasn't too long. Yeah. Well, remember the psychic that said, you'll find the person who looks like you? She said, I was like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm such a mess. I don't know what's going to happen, my psychic friend. She goes, oh, no, the person is coming right to you. And this was...
It Janet was on the way.
Get like that vacuum, that suction thing, sucking into her sphere, into your like, universe,
I
baby.
I don't know. I'm not really ready. And she said, well, too bad, because the person is... She said, you know her already.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that true? You knew each other?
Yeah.
We did.
We were
friends. You have a psychic friend. I mean, you have the best people in your life. I want a psychic friend.
Yeah, she's good, too. She's always right.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell her to swing by. Maybe get her on the podcast.
Let's get her on here. Yeah. So you were in her sphere.
I was in her sphere.
Well, I had gone, you know, sort of like my friends took me on vacation to sort of like just, you need to get away. Let's go. So we went
So Stella getting her groove back.
Yeah, exactly. So I went to Puerto Rico. So what had I done? So we were talking about, my friends were like, well, is there anybody you might want to date? You know, you should just bounce back. Come on. And then I said, well, there is this Jana woman who's my friend.
I wish you could see the face just made. Jana woman.
Jana woman, my friend. And then, so I went away to Puerto Rico and I said, I will, I'll call her if I see a sign when I get, you know, if there's a sign, that means I'm supposed to call. And okay, so my mom, Miss Unreliable Narrator, is staying at my house because she's getting, you know, she's looking for a place to live and stuff because she's kind of back and forth. Mm-hmm. So I said, Mom, did anyone call while I was away? She goes, somebody called to wish you Happy New Year. Yeah. I said, who? She said, I don't know, like Janet. I said, Jana. She goes, I don't know. I think so.
Talk about a sign.
So I'm
that's
like,
a sign.
Bam, that's the sign.
In your lap.
So I root around, find her number, and I call.
Janet's just cracking up.
Because this is so ridiculous. And so then I said, oh, I know you called me to wish me Happy New Year. She's like, no, I didn't.
It's like, girl, I didn't call you. What you talking about?
Oh. You didn't call?
No.
No, my mom, it was my friend Janet.
Oh my goodness.
God. But that's amazing, though.
But it was a sign. It
that's
was
a sign right there.
Yeah. So
that your mom said her name.
But what's so funny, Linda's like, so my mom said you called. I said, I didn't call. She said, well, anyway, how are you?
Quickly press on.
How are you doing?
I got her on the
Don't
phone.
Don't wreck my narrative.
So, and I had seen her a couple of years before. She was out with Callie in a bar, and I was like, oh, that's really weird. She had a baby. And at that point, it's like,
nobody had babies in bars back
no,
then.
They did, no, but she
and
did.
Lesbians didn't have babies either.
No.
Not many of them.
She didn't. And, you know, before Linda, it's literally, I would go out on a date, and I'd be at the bar, and I'd, you know, buying some drinks and hanging out with people, and the woman would say, oh, you know, I have to go home because the babysitter, I need to relieve her in an hour. And I'd say, babysitter, you have kids? And she would say, oh, my God, my girl is so pretty. And she'd pull up pictures, and I would buy another round of drinks. And I would say, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah. And I would pay the bartender, and I would leave.
Are you serious?
So yes. You were not into the kids?
Not at all.
Ooh.
No, I wasn't into that long-term commitment thing. And
I also can't believe you just like checked out in the middle of a date.
Totally
did. A little douchey, Jana.
I know.
I love it.
I'm sorry to her if I did that too. I'm so sorry.
If you're listening. The drinks were good.
If you're listening. So Linda, you know, we start talking, and she tells me that she has two kids, and I was like, oh, boy. So
you're like
you were nice. And you still are pretty, but you were nicer before you had the kids. So I told her that I would be in Brooklyn, and the guy who does my yearly taxes is out there. She's like, oh, well, while you're here, why don't you pop by and say hi? So I was like, sure, okay. So I did my taxes. I went by her house, and she was really great, and I met the kids. And they were, oh, my God, I just fell in love. Like, wow. Nick at the point was like 8 months, 9 months old, and Callie was about three and a half. And I actually played with them. I put them to bed, and we had such a good time. And then the next day, Linda sends, she emailed me and said, oh, it's so funny. You know, Callie was going to school, and she was chanting your name down the street. Jana. I was like, oh, my God, okay.
Did you get, like, all panicked? Like, a little too much?
A little bit. I felt my heart being pulled. But we weren't in a relationship. It was just like, oh my gosh.
This but is you kind of, like just fell in love with the family. Like
I did.
Wow.
I did. And then we started, you know, we emailed and would talk, and we started going out. And I just liked how Linda was handling our new relationship. Mm. You know, it was about the kids. It was, everything was really about the kids. And I grew up in, you know, a single family home where it wasn't about the kids other than mm-hmm. the kids being used as kind of pawns, so to mm-hmm. speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Linda wasn't about that. And, you know, fast forward a couple of months, you know, it's we would always just hang out. We go to dinner, we go to movies, and we were getting to know each other in a different way. And it was really, it's pretty awesome.
This is what's interesting mm-hmm. is it's sort of like the anti-lesbian, like, you know, you didn't like go on two dates and move in. No. It was like a slow courting.
No, we didn't
of
even.
Of the whole family.
I'm going to say I didn't spend a night at Linda's house for maybe 5 months into the relationship.
Maybe 5 months.
She's like, go home.
Because I didn't want the children to, you know, fall in love. Who is that? What is she doing here? And then if it didn't work out, then it would just break their heart.
But okay, I just have to tell them that Linda thought I would be the rebound girl.
You did.
Okay, I'm just tossing that in there right now.
My wife was going to be the rebound too.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out. How that went.
Huh? Yeah.
That is the lesbian way.
Yeah, that is for sure.
And it was really interesting because we developed this relationship and I really fell in love with the kids. Of course, I fell in love with Linda. And when she would start to work my nerves, I would say, oh, my God, I just can't be in this relationship. She's driving me crazy. And then I would say, but I love the kids. I have to make it work with her because I love the kids. Oh. I love being a parent, but her, the parent, you know. So it was kind of toying with.
You dated the family.
I did.
Yeah.
That's such
and
a concept.
It is. And you know what? I respected the relationship that the kids had with Vicky. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to come in and move anybody out. It was, I had something different to bring to the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was about having a good time. I would take the kids to the park. And for the first, I would say, we've been together 17 years. So for the first 10 years of our relationship, the kids called me hee-hee because I would say, let's go to the park, hee-hee. And I would make that noise, so they called me hee-hee. And then
they would literally be like, hee-hee, let's go to the park?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but everybody, so all the kids in the family called me hee-hee. And actually, one day I was in line going to the movies, and I heard somebody, a grown-up, saying, hee-hee. I said, hee-hee. And it's, so everybody ended up calling me that.
You were like, now this has got to stop. Do they still call you that?
Well, the kids call me heepa. So it kind of morphed into heepa, making it kind of, it's kind of cool.
We are very, our family is very crazy with nicknames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really good. I love it.
Yeah. Heepa.
Heepa.
Or hee-haw, because I'm from Texas. Hee-haw. Well, or yee-haw.
I mean, and that's their own special name for you.
Yeah.
Because you are a mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are their mom.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
There's so much in this.
One question I want to ask is, like, how... I feel like you've alluded to the fact that the dynamic just worked really well, the flow. Like, you know... Your ex had them part of the time. You had them predominantly. Now you're in the picture, and the Peruvian shows up sometimes. Grandma's here. So mm-hmm. it's like you have that whole flow. Did you ever hit any bumps in the road with, like, I don't know, custody or, you know, or disagreements in parenting or?
Minor disagreements in parenting, but I think everyone kind of thought that I was the one who decided on the bigger parenting rules.
Is that true?
And then... pretty much mm-hmm. fell in line. Not everybody always mm-hmm. agreed, but I think as a group, we agreed that, you know, we shouldn't be having all kind of squabbles. Mm-hmm. And I'm really coldly practical. And so my thing was put the kids first, what's best for them. Kids need rules, mm-hmm. give them rules. And so certainly, you know, we have different varying degrees of strictness and varying degrees of permissiveness.
I'm looking over here at Heepa. I have a
Heepa's a little strict.
Southern mama over here.
Oh, strict.
Interesting. Those are manners up in the mix.
I love it.
And Vicky's a little more loose. Mm-hmm. And so
she's fun mom.
She's fun mom. But she's also, you know, she understood that we were pretty much on the same page. We didn't have giant stuff.
Yeah.
And I think there was some tension sometimes when Papa would come from Peru. And he, if he hadn't seen the kids for a while, he'd be behind. And, you know, kids don't want to be treated like they're younger.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we'd a little bit have to bring him up to speed or, mm-hmm. you know, there'd be a little bit of tension around that.
It's like she's five. She doesn't need a bottle anymore. No, seriously, Papa. She's walking. You don't have to carry her. She's wearing heels right now.
Right. So there was stuff like that. But I think that we wasn't a huge, giant thing.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, you know, for us, it was about consistency. Mm-hmm. So whatever happened in our house happened at Vicky's house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to understand how kids can be a little manipulative uh-huh. because they figured we don't talk, but we did.
And so, they have so many parents to work against each other.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not just like mom and dad or mom and mom. It's like, yeah. that's...
There's a lot of... I heard that this... Ahipa said this.
And yeah.
So in regards to the children... were there ever any, did they ever have any issues about their non-traditional family? Were there ever any?
That's a good question,
you know, Jimmy. Or what kind of discussions did you have with them?
Or in like the school system?
The school system, you know, it was in the early 2000s, so.
Their elementary school, they both went to PS 321, which is super progressive. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that was, so there was already that, you know, framework that we are a progressive school. But Callie in fourth grade, mm-hmm. I think, she had a problem with a kid who, she had a problem in kindergarten.
Oh.
That kid at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
He said, oh, Callie, you have two moms? And he just turned up his nose. You have two moms? And then I saw her, you know, her little shoulders fall.
Oh.
And then I turned to him and I go, oh, how many moms do you have? I noticed no moms are here.
Oh.
So smash. Do you have, I just snapped him down. Smash. And I was just like, I know. Like, I was like, I don't care. And then, you know, I knew that it's not nice, but he wasn't nice.
Mama Bear came out.
Yeah. It's like, no. Mm-hmm. And so that was the end of him. And I guess in fourth grade, she had that kid who was making fun of her. And because she came home and she didn't want to tell us that something was wrong. Mm-hmm. So it was a kid making fun of her having lesbian moms. And so finally we got it out of her. And so I emailed the teacher. By the time we got to school the next day, they were, you know, everybody was, the teacher met Callie at the door and was like, we love you, you're great, we don't care, what he did was wrong. He had to write an apology. The whole class had to talk about their families, and they watched It's a Family in the video.
PS 321. There was a school assembly later that evening.
Just short of that, the whole class had to go around and talk about their families.
Yeah, and he had to write an apology note to Callie.
Yeah, to her.
I love that.
This is great.
Yeah.
So you were in the right bubble.
Yes. We were in the right bubble.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we also, most of her classmates or her classes, they had other kids who had two moms or two dads. So
that's nice.
So she had other kids who she could talk to about it. And but she always, you know, she would come home and talk about issues.
Yeah, and what I mean, my theory about this, what to do, is just always be honest. Don't make the kids lie about anything. Just be honest and see what happens.
Right.
Yeah. You know, expect acceptance. And so that's what they have always done. And so it's interesting because we think about it a lot is like now they're moving out of the bubble.
Right.
What happens?
Right.
Yeah, but they're going to, they're in college.
Are they,
yeah.
Are
yeah.
they not in New York now? Or
no, they're both in little bubble colleges where it'll be completely fine for now.
They're now in progressive. Yeah.
Progressive liberal arts colleges.
So they're good. They're good they're for good. Another, you know, couple years at least.
Yeah.
And then
so they come back and move it back into your house.
Right. Oh, dear. But they don't know any other way to be.
Right.
Yeah.
But to expect their family to be accepted.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's great. And they've been accepted. And that's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I say it all the time.
She does. She's the sappy one. I'm the one who's like,
I mean, I want to cry.
Sign the legal documents.
So I want to ask a question about also the kids and
sexuality.
Ooh. Yeah. How's that work out? Because you're two gay women,
and they have like five gay parents essentially.
Yes. Yeah,
I think dealing with sex and sexuality, no matter who you are, is hard as a parent. It's very, very challenging. And so what we tried to do is be straightforward and really, I mean, I tried to give real information very early on, and then to keep the conversation open and going and accepting. And so Nick told us he was gay. I mean, we were all surprised he didn't tell us sooner since we all knew forever.
How old was he when he told you?
Sixteen. And so we were like, well, of course. And of course,
we thought maybe.
Thought
was he scared to tell you?
I don't think so. I think he didn't have the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
It didn't really come up.
It took a minute for him to figure it out.
Right. And it's, you know, even if you, it's a scary thing to say. I remember being just scared to say it about myself.
Also, that's so young, too. I mean, it's like, maybe he just doesn't even know, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you have, like, new sexuality feelings. Like, there's a lot in there.
But, you know, how it came up was in conversation. We were having an evening together, me and Nick, and he kept going to his phone. And when Linda came home, she said, well, how was your evening with Nick? I said, well, actually, I'm a little disappointed because he was on his phone texting the whole time. And he said, well, I was dealing with an issue.
Oh.
I said, what issue? Oh. He said, well, this girl likes this boy, but then the boy likes the girl, but the girl likes me, but I like the boy. He went through this whole little triangular thing.
Drama. So, of course, here we are zooming in on, you like the boy?
Yeah, right.
So then Linda,
sorry, say that again.
So then Linda, when Nick leaves the room, I said, did he just come out? Is he gay? Is he gay? And finally, you know, because he just didn't. He could have said it, but we didn't have the conversation.
But he might not even need to because you guys are so, it's like, it's just, it was like, for him, it was just like, well, this boy and I like the boy.
Yeah. Part of the conversation that's always been.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And, and Callie's fluid as well.
Callie's fluid.
Very.
We would call her bisexual.
Yeah.
And she's just a very loving person.
Sorry, kids. We're putting your business out there.
Sorry.
Turn this off now. Bleep.
Yeah. And so she's loving. And so she is, I don't know who she's going to end up with.
Right.
Or who cares? Because she's only 21. Have fun.
She's got all kinds of time.
But also the fact that they don't care. You know, they don't care what people
think.
That's
common in this age now. Like, people are experimenting a lot more with kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also a testament to your parenting that they don't care what other people think. They're gonna try things out.
Yeah.
And I think that's beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
We're just all about healthy sexuality and safe sexuality and sex. So
that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great that it seems like it really worked out for you guys and you're still in love.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Smooch.
We were just
having a whole discussion about our wives and why they can't put the salt back where it belongs.
Oh, we have that.
No, we have that.
Yeah. Right before you came, it was like a powwow just between, oh my goodness, and now you're showing us, I'm going to go kiss my wife.
Yeah. We have that.
No, we have that. I don't even know where the salt is because I can't remember where I put it.
I made up this song for the kids and Linda's, it goes like, put things back where you found them. Put things back where you found them. And we were singing that song.
Put things back where you found them.
And they really just weren't getting it, you know. So I used to hide their items. So they would leave their shoes and they'd come like, did you see my shoes? I was like, yes, they were right there. Where are they now? You can't hide my shoes. I was like, just put them back.
Wait, tell the story about when you took the bathroom door off the hinges. Didn't you tell me that story once that you took, like, that nobody would shut the bathroom door and you took it off the hinges? Did I make that up?
No, you made that up.
Oh. I made that up. But,
but we do.
You've done some crazy stuff, but not that.
I put the spring on the door so it closes behind people, but not the door off the hinges. But that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let's write that down.
Write it down.
So before we say goodbye to you, is there any final thoughts you want to share about, I don't know, like the non-traditional family or your experiences or just, you know?
Yeah, I would like to say that it's about always communicating. Mm-hmm. It's about expressing how you're feeling because it's not going to go away. And if you sit on that, it only festers and gets worse. Mm. And the one good thing, and one thing I love about Linda, and what I love about what we've taught the kids, it's about not being afraid to express how you feel, because you're not wrong. Mm-hmm. It's how you feel, and no one's judging you, and no one will love you more than we love you. So learn how to communicate, and Linda's the one, like, I'm the one, I could, before I started dating her, I would check out. And she would say, come back here. We're not done. Mm-hmm. And even now, like, if we're having a conversation, like, I have to go to work. We're not done. Come back here. It's like, oh, Lord.
I'm never getting to work.
It's true. I'm looking at my watch. I got to go. She's like, so that, I find that is really important because you have to make time to communicate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't like going to bed angry. We talk it through. And it is so, the pressure, you know, knowing that whatever you say, it's going to be, okay, it's nothing. Nothing's going to be that horrible. Mm-hmm. And so we talk. And when the kids, we're empty nesters now, and we were hanging out, and now we have pets, so we talk to the pets now. And it's like, so Jana, we have to now learn to talk to each other since we don't have the kids. And I was like, what? We have to talk more? And Linda loves to talk, and I can be quiet, but she's like, let's talk about what's happening. I don't like small talk, Jana. It's like, but I love small talk.
That's very funny.
What did you read the Times? What's happening? It's like, oh my God. So I have to read the Times. I have to read the New Yorker. I have to read all these
talk
things.
About it.
Oh, I have to talk about it.
Talk
but it's
about
fun because it's smart conversations, and you know, it's like when we go out, it's about being able to engage people and have something I believe in, an opinion, and it's all good.
And you made smart kids.
Something
smart
really
kids.
Nice
did a
happened.
Good job.
I guess it was just a couple of days ago where Nick called and he from college and he was crying, and I'm. What's wrong? I was really scared. What's wrong? What's wrong? He had gone to this dance show at Bard, you know, experimental, funky Bard, had a lesbian dance show, and it was two women. It was a little bit on the nose for us, but we're lesbians, and then they did a dance, and he just called weeping. He was so moved. He's like, I am so lucky that you raised me. I love you.
God.
He goes, I love you lesbians, and you are so wonderful. I'm so grateful that, and he just went, I was like, are you on drugs?
But I heard only Linda's half of the conversation.
I hear her saying,
Is everything okay? And when she hangs up, she said, oh my God, he just, and then he called to just say how much he loved us. And it's like the kids called to talk.
Thank you guys so much for coming and sharing your story. I mean, this was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Do you want to say it was beautiful?
It was beautiful. I'm going to go home and cry to my wife and tell her we have to talk more.
We have a
4-year-old, so talking is hard.
You don't have to talk till they go to college.
It's so true. You're good for 18 years or so.
Yeah.
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 Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. That was good.
How good was that?
I loved it.
I mean, are you kidding me with those guys? Once again, another family that I want to go live at their house.
I want to hang out with them. I really do.
I want them to be our parents.
I want that too.
I mean, I love my kids.
Yes. I want to be the ex
who has my kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
No, I want their phone numbers because I'm going to ask them parenting questions. What do I do?
Maybe we can get them back.
And those of you who are listening at home, you don't know that we just had a whole extra conversation with them about parenting that was very enlightening too.
I know. I wish I had written that down.
I'm going to call them.
All right. Well, hopefully let's not be creepy in calling them though.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just semi stalk them. Like you'll walk by their house on Tuesdays and I'll walk by on Thursdays.
We'll do it like the, you know, like the co-parenting thing.
All right. Jamie, favorite moment.
You know what I loved? I love that they, when Jana was telling, the dating story, and I'm just so fascinated by the fact that she literally dated the family.
It is nice.
I just love that. This is the first time I've ever heard something like that.
Yeah.
You know, usually like somebody with kids dates some people and decides whether they're worthy to be bringing to the kids.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like this weird, but this worked so well for them. She fell in love with the whole family. I'm going to cry. I'm pregnant.
Do you want to say it again?
It's beautiful. All right. How about you?
I had so many moments, but you know, what I thought was most intriguing, and I kind of loved it as the Leo that I am, was the moment where Linda said, I sort of make the decisions and everyone gets in line. And I thought, atta girl.
Atta girl.
I liked that.
Mama bear.
Right?
Yeah, mama bear. I love that. But I love that everybody got in line too.
Maybe we can get the kids on. That was a good one. We'll have to go after them and see if we can get the kids.
Yeah.
But not again.
When they're home from college.
Not in a creepy way. Well, when we're there over there for Thanksgiving dinner, that's when we'll ask, obviously.
Make sure they invite their psychic friend too.
Imagine just us standing out front being like, bing bong, we brought potatoes.
Potatoes.
What, don't you bring potatoes like sweet yams for Thanksgiving? You don't do yams?
I guess so, yeah.
I
might bring a vegetable dish, personally. I know.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so.
All right, well, so.
So please, you know, check us out. We are on the Facebook and the Twitter.
We sure are. Twitter at Ovaries Talk.
And Facebook, If These Ovaries Could Talk.
And if you have comments for Jan and Linda, throw them up there.
I mean, hopefully
don't throw
nice
them up,
comments.
But like, type them on there.
Yes.
Oh, and as a special treat, instead of theme music for this episode, we got Jana, Linda, and the kids singing the song that Jana wrote about putting things away. And I think you're going to love it.
Eggs, ovaries, out.
Tick-tock, how much time must I waste searching the house for the tube of toothpaste?
Put things back where you found them. Put things back where you found them.
Went to make a sandwich with the bread soft and nice. Didn't close it up. It was finished by the mice.
Put things back how you found them. Put things back how you found them.
Hair looking fly, curls nice and tight. Couldn't find the gel, so it won't be looking right.
Put things back where you found them. Put things back where you found them.
My cell phone is dead. I gotta make a call. Who unplugged my phone and took the charger out the wall?
Put things back where you found them. Put things back where you found them. Put things back where you found them. Put things back where you found them.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.